Blog Talk Radio.
Evening and welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio, the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network. Caller number is 515-602-9657. That's 515-602-9657. Let me bring on our co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. I'm waiting for the rain.
Actually, I want to go first, go out to the people in Tennessee. There was a lot of people. There were tornadoes over there, and we know of at least six people that were killed from a tornado hitting part of Tennessee. The weather is very nasty all along the East Coast. And some areas of the East Coast, like Appalachia, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and other areas, last year they had major flooding, and this on top of this, it could be a very hard winter for those people. So, if people from the Christian Appalachian Project give you a call,
Nashville
donate.
Nashville was hit with tornadoes.
Yeah, and there's a severe storm watch up and down the coast. Including parts of Florida, there's a cold front coming through. Northern part of Florida, it went from around 80 degrees to in the 30s tomorrow morning. So that's northern part. But down here in Broward in Miami-Dade County, it'll be in the upper 50s to low 60s. But that's only going to be a day or
will
two.
Will it warm up in the afternoon?
Yeah. It'll be in the 70s. But the thing is, then we're going to get a couple of days
What's weird? It's a cool 70 degrees. It feels brisk.
Yeah, you know, and big thing. And by the way, we have to congratulate Queen Queen Emily. Ran the marathon in Palm Beach County. She came in second in her age group and 30th overall in that. And she set and she broke a time, the qualifying time. She did a better qualifying time this time around. So she's heading, and it looks like she could be going qualified for other marathons like the Boston Marathon for the next couple of years. So we'll see with that. And also, she has epilepsy type of thing.
You can't just run in a marathon. You have to qualify for it.
Certain marathons, like the Boston Marathon, you can sign in stuff, but there's different type of qualifications for people that are so-called, you know, they're amateurs, but they're not. Emily qualified, there's qualifications that you can go in there, so this way you don't have 100 million people running. So what they do is they have a certain levels they do, and it puts you in certain positions. But Emily qualified the last several years. But she also is 17 years seizure-free. She hasn't had a seizure. She's epileptic type of thing. Part of what got her to be Make-A-Wish Foundation type of a woman, a girl. And so she's 17 years seizure-free and was celebrating that today too. So she did great. Congratulations to Queen Emily, and that's a big thing. So, you know, and don't forget, this is as we head into this is a Hanukkah for the Jewish religion. Unfortunately, it's hard to celebrate Hanukkah, especially in Israel around the world when you're being attacked. So it's a hard thing. So people like OU or the Orthodox Union or the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews or the Jewish Fellows or the Jewish Ministries, Jewish Voice Ministries, if they call you and ask for a donation, donate kindly, please, and help the cause. And so it's a big thing there. And there's some breaking news over there. See, Israel will find ways to do very little civilian casualties if they can. So in order to eliminate or to save lives, but eliminate the Hamas, what they're doing is pumping in water into the tunnels and they're flooding the tunnels out. And by doing that, more than 200 Islamic extremists, Hamas terrorists, surrendered and became POWs, and they're working more and more that way. It actually saves some lives because a lot of these tunnels, a lot of these weapons are based in areas that has a lot of civilian casualties done on purpose by Hamas and others. In fact, a number of UN supplies that supposed to go into helping the people in Gaza turn out to have weapons underneath them, and that's where they're storing weapons on. That's why that's why places like CARE, and when we talk to people like CARE and others, we try to mention to them not to supply, make sure that the supplies that you are getting don't go into bad enemy hands or bad people's hands like Hamas or other extremists, because it's not going to go where it's intended to go. It'll go into the enemy instead. So you don't want to do that. But then again, Biden don't give a damn. But again, Hanukkah's going on, and then you got Christmas coming up. So it's the time of year where everybody's supposed to be goodwill to each other. But I don't think that's happy, Scott, is it?
To be every day. 365 days a year. Don't need a holiday to do that. It's just human spirit.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, but we should be good to each other in every which way.
I think the world has issues. Well, how about your story today about Walgreens? This one. That one was wild. When you came back.
Okay. I want to get some stuff out of Walgreens for medication, things like that. And I went in there, and I had time to spare because they had to make it up. So what I did was I walked to window shopping, so to speak, in Walgreens, and walked around, and I was looking at the stuff like shavers or the cat food or, you know, all kinds of different things, say like maybe you need in the house, whatever. And it's all locked behind. I get somebody to unlock the thing so you could get one of those. And I didn't need anything at the point, but I was just wasting time and looking around.
But in our lifetime, who would ever thought that you have to lock your goods and services up because people are stealing?
And I asked them, this actually is a Walgreens on University and Oakland Park, Oakland Park and Sunrise, Florida, which is, that area is not that bad. And I asked them, why the lockups? And they said, it's been bad. I said, what's going on in California, New York, and other Democrat-controlled cities is happening here too?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah. And Walgreens is not taking chances, so they're locking up the displays because of the mismatch. I say, and I told them, you know how you get rid of that? Brought out every single Democrat for one thing. Start having parents to do their job, and arrest the kids.
That includes in Sunrise, the mayor's office, and all the people that are working there.
Right. Allow the police to do their job.
Did you know they built another new city hall?
Yeah, across from the other one, I think.
Why?
I don't know, because that was new. The first one that they just had was a new city hall.
I know.
I have no idea.
I know. And you
know what?
Is that
what, 10 years old?
Who pays for that?
We, the taxpayer.
Okay, so this mayor's an idiot.
I think they're spending stuff. I think they're overexpending. They need housing. They need to build new housing. They need better schools, and they also need need areas. They need to fix technology. They need to build areas that actually are able to withstand hurricanes and stuff like that, flooding and all that.
Yeah.
But
and
improve the public service.
The mayor doesn't expose how much he gets paid. It's not.
Yeah, well, that's another corruption. And then, you know, and there were a couple of things that happened in the last 48 hours concerning our so-called governor in the state of Florida, who's running around, instead of doing his job, he's running around trying to become something that he's never going to be because he's so far behind, and he really make himself look like a fool. Yeah, you could actually have a couple hundred people in the hall to have a so-called packed room, about 200 or 300 people. When Trump actually yesterday was in New York City at a ballroom, and we actually got a caller on the line. So let's see how we go with that, and I'll go back with it. And then
okay.
We'll go back.
Okay.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Joe Gunner. How are you doing today?
All right. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, Hunter Biden is going to go to, looks like he's going to, he's going to go to the Congress Oversight Committee. He's going to face them. He's going to face it on Tuesday, I guess.
Yeah, he was told that if he didn't show up, he was going to be arrested and get dragged in for contempt of Congress. And his attorney said yes, and they set up what they're supposed to have done. And he's coming in Tuesday. Tomorrow, Trump was supposed to go to the witness stand in New York, but instead they said no, we don't need to do that, and because Letitia James is being arrested tomorrow, so
Yeah,
you don't need to
I know. The fake news media is also going to get arrested too. ABC News,
yeah, but
one of the producer of David Muir, called David Mule, he got arrested for drugs. By the way, he got arrested for drugs.
Yes.
Nobody's talking
about this. Yeah, Letitia James being arrested for what they accused, what she accused Trump for. In her own properties, and she's just been indicted today, and she's and the case being drugged. So that's what that is, and that's why Trump is not going well. Let me put this way: everything they accuse Trump of doing is what they're doing.
Something. Go ahead, Scarlett.
Scarlett, go ahead. Scarlett.
What?
You want to say something?
Yeah, she sure did.
I was just talking. I'm thinking Ron DeSantis. Hunter Biden, we don't get to see it or hear it, so I don't know.
Okay, Hunter Biden's been close. But what you're going to see, this is how it works on Tuesday. They're going to spend about 7, 8, 9 hours, whatever it is, in this, what they call the skiff, which is underneath in a secure area, and it's microphone, and it's taped, and then we'll get the transcript and some of the and the tape.
Oh, it's not
after
videoed?
It's video.
Not video?
No, it is video. It's video tape.
Okay,
and
it's
a video tape, and it's transcribed, and we're going to get it's going to be released, and then they're going and then a couple of days later. They're going to. He's going to appear before the whole committee in front of him on C-SPAN, and so
you
we can see
that's
it that
when
way.
Joe Biden and Kamala are going to resign.
At this point, we're not sure yet. We're waiting to see on that one. But it's going the way the American people want to go. Let's put it that way, Scarlett.
I hope so.
To
go shopping. I go to the grocery store. It went up more. It went up at least $3 to $10 on shopping items. Okay.
It's insane.
I don't like it.
No.
Shit.
I don't like
you
it either.
You can't go out to eat because it's $20 to $40 or $20 to $30 per person, and that's doing a buffet.
Yeah. I know. It's
you know
crazy.
How much a half a gallon of milk is? $4.
Oh, my God. I don't buy
eggs.
Milk.
Eggs.
Eggs are anywhere around $8.
Yeah.
Butter is around $6 to $8. You have to get it on sale.
$8 here. $8 here for a box of butter, you know, to get packed to four. $8 here.
A whole chicken is around $16.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
That's insane, Mark.
I know.
By the way, look
at the pound of hamburger.
It's $28.
10 pounds of hamburger, you know, like $24 now.
Yeah, I know. I don't buy that. God.
You know,
Toilet paper is up. It's just insane.
Toilet paper, too.
You know?
Yeah, paper towels.
I know.
Saran wrap.
Yeah. Detergent.
Yeah, and that's, you know.
The
dishwasher. Detergent.
That's around
$8. Oh, my God. I talked about Tide. Oh, my God. I got to get some detergent today, and it's going to cost me $24.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, Bidenomics is working, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the reasons why.
Right.
Hold it, Mark, if you want to go to a concert now, because there's a concert going on between Styx, Foreigner, and John Waite, front row seats are $1,800 a ticket.
I believe it. The Rolling Stones are back on tour again next year. And their tickets are going to $8,000 minimum.
Wow. Oh, well, you know what? I didn't like their new album, so it don't matter. They should have left it in the it was terrible. Okay? And Lady Gaga couldn't help it. Okay? So
yep.
I mean, yeah, it's expensive.
Lady Gaga's gonna go bye bye.
People are buying the tickets, Mark. They're buying
I know.
It. Shit.
I know. I'm seeing Celtic women, and I'm seeing. I got my tickets already. My advanced tickets in March. They don't come here until March. Cost me $200 for decent seats for seeing Celtic women. $200.
Cool. Good. That's cheap.
I'm in the center, third row, so I get to see them right up front. It's pretty cool.
Cool. Remember when you used to go to an arena and the scalpers were outside and the concert was about to begin and you bought
the ticket
for $25, a ticket? That was decent.
Yeah, scalping. Yeah, the scalpers, yeah.
They're still doing it. Except now the scalpers buy
the tickets. They don't have
that
anymore. They took it online.
Oh, no. They buy it online. They buy up all the front rows, and you can tell. And they resell them. They jack it up anywhere from
I got mine directly to the ticket counter, is what I did. That way I know it's not fraud.
Well, Ticketmaster and Live Nation are owned by one person. It's a monopoly. And these between them and the tour manager, they jack up the price.
Yeah, they sure did.
You know? And they keep the bucks because I don't think the bands are getting the bucks. You know?
Third parties, what it is now.
You're
right.
I understand that, and Bidenomics is great, and that's why Biden's polling numbers are dirt.
It's not Biden. It's Barack Obama running this country.
That's true, too.
I love this guy.
Yeah. Obamanomics.
Biden is an idiot.
his polling numbers are down into the low 30s. Even the Wall Street Journal and a couple other polling stats, you never had Trump in the lead, now have Trump in the lead anywhere from 4 to 10 points. And especially when it's even bigger margin if there's third-party candidates involved.
On something. Joseph, do not underestimate the
We're not underestimating. But they do know that the American people are not going to fall for the COVID shit. They're not going to fall for stuff. They do know that we already arrested a lot of the people involved the cheating last time.
Let's Scarlett. I want to hear what Scarlett has to say. Go ahead, Scarlett.
Okay.
They hate Trump. They will do whatever they have to do to eliminate it.
Mm-hmm.
And
every
put
move
a bullet
they make
in
so far.
Like they did the Kennedys.
Except for one thing, they know he's very well protected, and it will not work because we will make sure that if anything happens to Trump, that Obama's kids will be taken out, and they know it.
Those aren't his real children. He rents them.
Whatever it is.
Remember, he's married to a man who pretends to be a woman. I said
that's
the best
stuff today.
She's great.
What I'm saying is that whatever they do, we have a contract, and they already and the Dominion machines are being kicked out of every state now as they go.
The
Philippines.
The entire family needs to be protected.
They are. Yeah, they were very, very secure in a lot of different ways.
I have a question. How did President Trump's sister pass away from?
She had all kinds of different problems. He was 89 years old. 89 years old. That's
it was
about what.
Sure they didn't do nothing to her.
No, nothing. It's normal.
Normal. Okay.
Yeah, normal. So Anyway, let's get back to reality of the fact that two things happened with DeSantis this weekend. One, he got caught by I think it was McCollum did it, but one of the reporters interviewed Casey and DeSantis and DeSantis and Ron, and they were talking about allowing people that non-residents of Iowa, the Iowa caucus is coming up on the 15th of January, and they were saying that in the caucuses, non-residents could vote, do caucus and could vote. That is wrong. That is a lie. And they got caught, and I think it was for Cullen, they said, you know, under Iowa law, you cannot have non-citizens of Iowa to vote in a caucus. And they had to backtrack it. I know they're not stupid. So a lot of people think they were trying to corrupt, do a George Soros type of thing and try and steal a caucus. That's number one. And the other thing that happened was that the sheriff in Palm Beach County resigned suddenly, and instead of picking someone within the sheriff's department that was qualified to do it, you know, lieutenant, captain, whatever, move up the ranks, he picked one of his cronies to take the spot. The only good thing about it is it's a Republican, but the point is he didn't pick anyone that had any qualifications. And all of a sudden, in the last 24 to 40 hours when this came out, they all started saying, you know, he did the same thing with you guys in Broward County with you and talking about me. The sheriff, Tony, was indicted three times by the grand jury, and yet he still keeps them there. So, you know, he's playing politics forever and not doing what's best for the county or for the state. And that came out. Both of them came out that way.
What, the Iowa criminal shit?
Yeah.
Him and the wife, they're both criminals.
Yeah, they got caught trying to allow illegals to vote in the state of Iowa, in the caucus. And when you have a
that
caucus.
That should tell you something.
Yeah.
When you have a caucus,
the caucus states plainly that the only people that can do the caucus are the people that registered to vote as a Republican. And not just America, but they have to live in Iowa. They cannot be a non-resident of Iowa.
You have to be an American that lives in Iowa for the last 6 months.
Yeah. And they got caught trying to play games.
That's criminal what they did.
They tried to backtrack it, but it's a little too late.
Backtrack what?
Yeah, they tried backpedaling.
They're scum. Yeah. You know,
and she's stupid.
That's a journalist. She's stupid. They should both. Those children got two parents that are idiots.
You know, and it's a big. Oh, by the way, the professors, the head of the president of the University of Pennsylvania, resigned, or she was fired. I think she was fired, but she put in resignation. So the left wing media says that she resigned, but in reality, she was fired. And the person in charge. And the board that's involved with the being with the president, her so-called cabinet, all resigned yesterday in Pennsylvania.
Anybody who allows hate to be the centrifuge of hurting people is certainly not to be in power.
Does anybody know what's going on with Mittens, you know, Mitt Romney? I mean, I remember anything about Mitt Romney.
Yeah, Mitt Romney is saying that Trump does not have the temperament or the ability to run the office. That he said that in a time of war, we got to watch out for him because, you know, he said that when he ran, when he was in office the first time around, Trump had good generals, and they were able to hold him back from his
temptations. And we're
going to
have good generals because he's going to fire them all. Remember, I'm such a little dick.
Yeah, he's part, and with Romney's niece, or whatever her name is, Rona
McDaniel.
He's a puppet.
Rona
McDaniel.
Yeah.
He's like a puppet,
he's a squat.
Yeah. He's like a Jimmy Caffigo.
He
got pulling.
Well, the RNC cannot. It's very difficult to do fundraising for the RNC as long as she's around, and no matter how much stuff we can say and do, including T-shirts, you can't. It's very difficult.
Also, Liz Cheney too is back in the news again. You hear about that? Did you hear about what's going on, Liz Cheney? Oh my God!
She wants to run the Dirt Party. She wants to run the Dirt Party. She's running off a book that's supposedly selling, which is not.
Hold it. You want to know what the party's going to be called? The Criminal Party.
Yeah.
I swear
the one person,
that I am a criminal. I swear to you on my Bible.
Like I said earlier, we got when Trump on a 1-to-1 with Biden, Trump's up by 4-6. When you start putting the third party candidates like Kennedy and Manchin and Jill Stein and the other guy. When you start putting those people in, Trump wins by 8 to 10 points minimum.
Yeah,
that professor's the other guy.
I want him back now. I don't want it next year.
You might get that wish. But what was breaking about 2 hours ago is that there's going to be Zelensky's in the country.
Why?
And he's trying to convince Congress to give him money. They all say no.
So the DNC can get money. That's what it's all about.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, Zelensky supposed to meet with Mike Johnson on Tuesday, and Johnson's going to tell him point right to his face.
Fuck you.
No money. Right.
And you're a criminal. Get the fuck out of my face.
Well, he's not going to say it that way, but he's going to say no money. What we need to do is to secure our border. 1.8 million getaways. You know what a getaway is?
Yeah. They're getaways. They can't be processed. You don't know where they are. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they're going.
Right. That's the getaways in that. And they admitted that they have it's at least 1.8 million people. You know, we're worried about.
Too. We don't know what they're going to do.
Right.
We can't find them.
That's a big thing because we don't, like you say, you don't know what it's going to do. And it's not if, it's when.
Is Andrew Cuomo running for mayor in New York?
He was lucky to do that, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Taken out yet?
He's supposed to be gone before or by January 1st. There is indictments coming down. He got caught the same thing as the guy from New Jersey, the senator from New Jersey. But then this is the same idea.
Pedophiling children?
Not just that, but the fact that they're taking money taking money from Egypt, and he ended up working for Egypt and not for for the people in New Jersey, and now Mayor Adams, Eric Adams, is the same idea, and he got caught with that. And his chief of staff got arrested, and a bunch of them raided the home, and things of that nature. His popularity as mayor is down to about 20%, and there is a recall movement on right now. But I want to tell you, and this is speaking to everyone, especially people in left-wing or Democrat-controlled cities. You voted for these guys. You asked for it. Bias remorse, big deal. Know what you got to do? Vote them all out. Recall them. But you won't do that because you rather care for a party than your own safety and mindset, and that's the wrong thing. Democrats are not for you. They never were, especially the minority groups.
And blue state.
Right.
All of them. Governor DeSantis is deep state.
Yeah, he is.
Well, Nikki Haley too as well. Don't forget Nikki Haley. Oh my God, I don't understand this guy at all. He's attacking everybody. The guy's a pinhead.
Did you watch the debate? I didn't watch it.
Yes, I watched the debate. I couldn't believe it. I call him Swampy.
You honestly believe this to be a debate?
Is a pinhead. He is part of the elite. He's a liberal rhino as disguised as a Republican. That's what he is.
They all are.
I like Vivek Ramaswamy. He's pretty good.
By the way,
Nikki Haley's getting money from a very big time Epstein, sexual Epstein. Money. She's getting from a big time donor. She's getting money.
Harvey Weinstein Foundation too as well. She got money from the Harvey Weinstein Foundation.
Harvey Weinstein too as well.
Yeah, she was searching up until that point. Now she's going to drop like a rock.
She has no ethics. She is such a slob.
Yeah.
How can you take money from shit?
Exactly. How do you take money from people who are pedophiles and who are dirty?
Right. And rapists.
Yeah, exactly. Murderers. Rapists. Pedophiles. Drug dealers. That's what they were too as well. They're drug dealers. They're with the mafia.
She's whoring for the buck. She's spreading her legs, she's getting gloves, she's getting the bucks, and she's a pig.
Yep.
Trump is going to take Kristi Noem.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would vote for her if anything, God forbid, happens to Donnie. She would represent me.
I love her commercials, and she has a new one out about accounting and the guy at the end says, with the commercial, you got this guy ordering and, say you made a mistake by a decimal. Oh, okay, I'm not an accountant, I'm just a governor. but she really does. Yeah.
And she's responsible. And and her state was open and flourishing during COVID.
DeSantis, by the way, DeSantis said he kept us out. No, he didn't. We were down for a while, too, and we finally turned him out after a number of us went after.
We were down for a year. He was sitting with the fucking mask outside. He was doing all that shit.
Right.
He's a liar. They had the test.
Sabatini.
They were doing the
Sabatini and a bunch of others, we were actually fighting to get the mask off of people and stuff. We forced the issue. Yeah.
How can he lie? We have video.
Yeah, and he forced the issue on him, and he took credit. But then the Senate likes to take credit for everything we do anyway.
We will. He is such a liar. What happened to him?
It's called being deep state, power hungry. And he's not a good campaigner.
He's a pussy.
Now, I'm going to tell you. Let me say something.
Not only is he a pussy, he's pussy wet.
There you go. Now, but the biggest line that's really driving the left, the communists, the Democrats, whatever you want to call them, crazy, is when Trump goes to say, "I am not a dictator, but I will be a dictator for one day."
When did he say that?
I gotta say something about.
Oh
this,
yeah,
okay?
I saw that. I was wondering let me
explain what he meant by this.
I understand what he meant.
He said, I'm going to be a dictator only a half a day or a day. He's going to close down the border, okay? He's going to have the Keystone Pipeline drill. And then he's also going to get rid of the EPA amendment of all electric vehicles too as well. If that is a dictator, then that's not being a dictator, guys. It's not. I'm a dictator.
I know what you meant. Yeah, it's a policy
for the Democratic Party to saying that this is what he's going to do, folks. He's going to end the Democrat democracy. So he is a dictator for a few hours because the fake news media is reporting him as a dictator. So he's going to
do what
the fake news has done, and he's going to throw that back. He's going to throw it in their face again. That's all it is, folks. That's it. Go ahead, Scarlett.
Trudeau is going to lose his election. So I'm thinking the Canadians are going to elect a conservative. Or what do you call that work? A populist.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Dad, populism is on the rise. We're taking over. We're taking back our world. And we're going to just dip them out to another fucking planet. Fucking lunatic.
Exactly.
Fuck you. Get with it or just go the fuck away. I don't want to hear your bullshit.
The president of Canada, are saying, screw you, we're not taking your crap anymore.
Prime Minister.
Right.
Yeah.
I have family in Canada, and believe me, they're liberal left-wing numbnuts. My whole family is. I'm the only conservative in my family.
Yeah,
I'm
the prime minister needs to wash his mouth out with soap.
They do not like me and Joseph. Oh, my God, they can't stand us. My whole family can't stand us.
Meaning the Kardashians, the Prime Minister of Canada, that guy should be out have a reality show like Kim Kardashian.
Really?
The rally
Famous Face Black? Idiot.
Right.
He did that.
Yeah.
Kardashians
want to say if Trump wins, Kardashians are leaving the country.
including Caitlyn Jenner, the fake woman.
I don't know about that.
I don't think so. I think Caitlyn Jenner's going to stay here, but I think the rest of the family's going to leave.
That is an enigma. Do you think Kris Jenner drove him to being a bitch?
I think they drove him. The family just put too much pressure on Caitlyn Jenner. He turned himself into a woman. That's what happened.
Bruce Jenner was so titaned and warrior when he ran in the Olympics. He won all those gold medals. You remember that? I remember. Speaking of sports, Chris Everett, she's sick again with cancer. She had it once, and it went into remission, and it's back again. And that's not good. That means it metastasized. You know? I'm saying here that that jab gave people cancer or something. They're dying from heart attacks. They're getting cancer. They're getting other things. They're having heart condition stuff. I'm just saying it's just something's going on. I'm saying it was the compound in those jabs have been altered. Fauci is the man who did it.
You guys need any stocking stuffers, by the way? You guys got are you doing Christmas at all this year? I know you guys are Jewish, but
we're
I was wondering if you guys need go ahead.
Okay, no, as far as that, we'll see what happens on that. We can't put a tree up or anything like that because if we have a cat, and that cat will take care of the tree.
My brother told me about this. My brother's got three cats in his house. One of the cats jumped on the Christmas tree, broke the Christmas tree, so my brother had to order another one because it was a fake tree. The cat bent the part of it so much where they couldn't get it back together again. So you had to get another tree. I'm just wondering if you guys celebrate Christmas because Amazon here has got a great deal, by the way.
No.
The Kung Fu Panda collection. That's Kung Fu Panda 1, 2, 3, and 4 on Blu-ray for $11.
You know what we do for
That's
Christmas?
That's pretty good.
You know what we do for Christmas? As being Jewish.
It's all about the Chinese, you know?
For Christmas, we go out, because we're Jewish, we go eat Chinese.
Yeah. No. But we we'll see what happens between now and the next 15 days. So
did you see what I posted on my page where I have fingers up and the middle finger is up in the air for the Hamas? I told the Hamas to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Oh man, Scarlett's on fire today, dude. She's on fire today.
Yep.
I don't know.
Somebody did
I don't know what she's on fire for, but she's pissed off today on everything.
There's a menorah on my page. I have a picture of menorah, sand menorah. It's gorgeous. Whoever did it, you know. I mean, I'm not religious. I'm Jewish. I mean, I don't go to shul, and I don't speak Hebrew. I got every boy's book.
I think that it's not
Jewish
really what is going on with the Obama economics. I think a lot of women feel.
I think a lot of women feel
you're feeling right now, Scarlett.
I celebrate all holidays, and it's my freedom. Nobody can take away that from me, and I respect that. It's a Judaic Christian country, and we are. Okay, and I'm sure there are Episcopalians and Lutherans and others.
Right.
Which they have the right to celebrate. But there's only two genders. There's a man and a woman. And you can't explain to me that there's something else. Okay?
Hey, I got to tell you something, guys. This is a news report I'm going to give you guys, by the way. This is a real – this happened Friday, by the way, right here in my Springfield High School, okay? Springfield High School, the principal put a Christmas tree in the lunchroom, and people got offended by it. So I called up. I immediately, as soon as the local news told me about the story, I called up the superintendent's office and said, "Do you leave that Christmas tree alone? Don't touch that Christmas tree because it makes people happy.
Put up
makes people door. Feel good." It makes them appreciate the joy of the season having a Christmas tree.
Right.
And I went, get this, I was Santa Claus at the Veterans Day Parade. I saw Vietnamese women They love Santa Claus. They love Christmas trees.
Mm-hmm.
The Vietnamese women. These are Vietnamese. These are Vietnamese culture, and they came out for the Veterans Day parade to honor veterans. So did the Latinos. So did the Jewish community too. Honor veterans. They all do. And they honor the Christmas tree. They love the Christmas tree. They all do. They and I told the superintendent that because we have since we got you as Santa Claus, we can't take the tree down.
if I put up a tree,
I called in and I said this to him. I said, "Yeah, I had because I even showed pictures of the when I went to the Veterans Day parade. I showed pictures of what, you know, what we had." You know, of Santa Claus and the veterans love it. You know, the people who were in Vietnam who were Vietnamese fighting with the Americans love Christmas trees. The Jewish community who fought with the Americans against the Chinese regime against the Vietnamese who are fighting for freedom for their country because, you know, China was trying to overrun their country. That's what that is all about care of, you know?
Okay. All right. Two things. One, we're going running out of time, but so you got two wars set up. In China, the Chinese tried to run the country in Korea. It was the Russians involved with Vietnam.
Right, and it's also Japanese too. They're trying to overrun the Japanese. It's like North Korea is right now.
That's also World War II. That was the Russians Chinese.
So a Jewish Christmas tree would be called the burning bush.
All right.
What does it matter?
Anyway,
it's still a Christmas tree.
Yeah. Anyway, we're running down the time.
And the Jewish community love Christmas trees. You guys love Christmas trees. I'm sure you guys do. You guys love Christmas trees. You know.
Yeah. We celebrate both. But I know people that celebrate both. I know some that celebrate one or the other. But and we're all together on that, and that's what makes all of us unique because we respect that.
I had candles for Christmas, so I guess I'm Jewish too.
Yeah, candles is not a good thing with a cat running around.
Okay. This is Scarlett Butler saying, "God bless America. God bless Israel." I'll be back on Wednesday, and everybody have a great night. Bye.
Great Christmas to you guys. Thank you so much for having me on again. So I'll try to get on Wednesday, all right?
All right. And let's go back to archives and listen to last Wednesday's show when we had the congressional candidate on, Gary Boff. We had him on last Wednesday. So go back into archives and listen to the show.
All right. Well,
he's a big time
Trumper. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for your time. Thank you for having me on. Thank you so much. We got a lot done here.
Yeah, we went through almost everything. So thank you again, Mark. Thank you, Scarlett.
Yeah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Anyway, we got a couple more minutes. A couple things. One, when I was talking about was if they were going to go after Trump, we're going to take care of Obama's family. That's what the Democrats like to do. They threaten. It was something that was put in to understand. So you get angry enough. That's exactly what the Democrats, the communists, and others are saying towards Trump and his family and you and me. It was good for the goose, good for the gander type of thing. So we said that as a means to express the damages that could be done. But if you're a civilized nation, you wouldn't have to worry about that. But, of course, with the communists around, the socialists and stuff, we have to protect our own. We never go after children. Never. Not supposed to in any race. Now, the other thing is that we got stuff coming in. We got all kinds of different guests, all kinds of different things. Check us out on The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show, again on Block Talk Radio on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call numbers 515-602-9657. We also have the podcast. You listen to us every 2 or 3 days a week. We play the podcast if we're able to. It gets a little, sometimes I can't do it because of work, but we'll continue to do that. And as we are in the holiday seasons, we're going to wish everybody happy Hanukkah in the Jewish faith. And we're heading into Christmas, and we'll wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Time flies. If you get caught stealing elections, you're going to lose your election. And it doesn't matter which side you are. And the Dominion machines are going bye-bye. And we need paper ballots with photo ID, birth certificate, thumbprint, and to make sure it verifies signatures. And we've got to make sure that everything is counted properly in the right way. And if you're going to try and stop us, you will be arrested. So that's it. And that means you cannot close or put paper up areas so we cannot watch. If you try that, you will be arrested. And that will be the end of that. And the candidate you work for will be disqualified. Now, that's how you stop that shit. Anyway, again, we'll see you guys. See everybody on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Truth is Out There, Voice of People radio show here on Block Talk Radio. I want to thank Mark, Dr. Scarlett, and anyone else in the chat room and the millions that hear us on the radio. And have a good evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be